علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently taking inspiration from the 16th sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam gives his governance program. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about piety, and he says that those communities that have learnt the lessons from the past and are able to reflect those lessons in their present day life, they will be such that they will have piety in them, and that piety will stop them from entering into doubtful areas and confusing areas, and they will rather always be stuck to the right direction and the right path. So we're talking about piety, and we say that piety is not just sitting with a rosary and remembering God in the apparent sense and just praying or fasting and things like that, which are very important in their own sense, in their own right, but they have to be accompanied with the actual piety. And that actual piety, as we said in the previous session, is to be careful, to be sensitive, to be accurate, to have that kind of seriousness. And that is actually one dimension of piety.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about one dimension of piety, of the right form of piety, and that is that attention, that seriousness, that accuracy, that sensitivity and care that a person has to have. There is a narration from Imam alayhi salam, from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, where they were asked, what is taqwa? And he says that, أَنْ لَا يَفْقِدَكَ اللَّهُ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكَ وَلَا يَجِدَكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ, means that piety is that Allah should not see you absent, should not find you absent in a place where He has commanded you to be, and He should not find you present in a place where He has avoided you to be there. In other words, this narration is telling you to be accurate, to be sensitive about the commandments of God, about where you are walking, about where you're traveling, about the direction you're taking in your life. Always to have that sensitivity, that care, that onlooking, to be always looking over yourself. And that is why we are always told to take muhasaba, to take account of your actions, to take account of your thoughts, to see where you're directing, where you're going, to see, to reevaluate some of your actions and some of your thoughts and some of your activities. And if a person is always careful in this way, then he will not, you know, fall asleep. Rather, he will not go into a state of oblivion. He will always have that state of wakefulness in the direction of the truth. This is what we call piety. If you get stuck somewhere where you know you're in the wrong direction, then ask for help so that you come out of that situation and be in the right state. Be sensitive, be careful. Look at where you're going, who you are working with, how you're working, what is your workplace, all of that, you need to be very, very careful about that. That is one dimension of piety that Imam Ali alayhi salam, also and other Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have talked about.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about what is piety, and we discussed one dimension, which is the sensitiveness and care and, you know, that state of wakefulness and always having that state of carefulness when dealing with your situation in life and where you are and what you do. Another dimension, which is a very important dimension, which is also the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have talked about, talked to us about, is taqwa, is to prepare a shield for yourself, to create a fence for yourself, such that other things, evil things, dark things, enemies who want to misguide you cannot penetrate through that fence. And this is the kind of that fence or that shield that if it comes, if it is there, if it is present with regards to the normal illnesses and sicknesses that we have in our day-to-day life, we call that vaccination. You know, we say vaccine. A person who is vaccinated from a certain illness means he has a shield within his existence that stops the viruses and bacteria to enter. Although the bacteria can enter, but they get destroyed, and a person is protected from that sickness. Piety is like that. It's that is to vaccinate yourself so that evil cannot affect you. The dark forces cannot affect you. The evil intentions of others do not destroy you and do not take you away from the right path. This is called spiritual vaccination. So piety is actually the spiritual vaccination that you need to have. And how do you get vaccinated in reality? That's the first dimension that I spoke about. That care, that attention, sensitivity that you create within yourself with time is what will actually vaccinate you and the society from misguidance and from destruction and from entering the path of, you know, deviation and doubtfulness. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He always keeps us in the state of piety so that we can achieve the purpose of our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدى مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.